One fine afternoon, Jacob was trying his best to finish his homework as he wanted to go out and play with his friends. His mother was quite furious with him as he was not very studious and never completed any assignments that he got from his school or other classes on time. He was always running behind deadlines and was steadily building up his reputation as an insincere student. She was worried and hence warned him to complete all his work or else his evening would also be spent sitting on his chair in his room. If we look from Jacob's eyes, he wasn't even aware about the problems he was in. Instead, he was thinking about the ink in his pen and how it was filled inside, how his pen works, how the ink was made waterproof. Then he thought about plastic and how water does not damage it. So, does it mean that a waterproof ink has plastic in it? Oh, but it is bad. Plastic is bad for the earth. It is destroying the oceans, land, animals, fishes, and whatnot. Animals, we kill animals for our own sake. They must feel bad. Do they also feel like crying when their families are killed? Oh, but they also kill to complete the food chain, right? Food chain. Oh, why do I feel like I'm forgetting something important? So, this was a usual afternoon and an evening for our dear Jacob. What about you? I'm not asking if you also think about the same stuff or if you too are failing at completing your tasks. But does this pattern look familiar to you? ADHD or Attention Deficit Hyperactivity Disorder is one of the known mental disorders which affect millions of children in the US alone. So, if you didn't know about it or have never even heard of it, then imagine the condition of awareness in the areas where the technology is yet to reach and all the people that go undiagnosed for their whole lives. Attention deficit does not mean that they have a literal deficit of attention. It means that they are not able to focus on the task as there are many other thoughts rampaging through their brain, which makes it really hard for them to stick to one task. The brain finds it hard to regulate the attention like it should. Hyperactivity means that the person suffering from it will be impulsive and will not be able to maintain a calm composure. They will keep moving their fingers or tapping their feet or both. They won't be able to easily wait for their turn and may speak when the other person is. This fidgeting may project nervousness to a lot of people out there, but it actually is hyperactivity, which makes them hard to sit still. So these are the two types of ADHD traits which can be seen in patients. Now, there is also a third type which includes characteristics of both the above. So they will be both not attentive and hyperactive. And it is not a good scenario and it is not a good place to be. These symptoms are not fixed and can switch from one to the other over time. A person suffering from it may not look different from the normal people, but their attention is jumping from one thought to another, just like a monkey does from one branch to another, making plans and also getting scared at their possible outcomes at the same time. It is pure chaos. If anyone is wondering how chaos can be pure, then they need to look inside the brain of an ADHD person. Normal brains have the capacity to shift their focus from one thing to another depending on the urgency and importance of that particular task. The ADHD brain will either run randomly into the wilderness of thoughts or will get fixated completely on a single task. A lot of children with ADHD learn to focus or command their attention while growing up. So these symptoms become less visible and less effective. People who have not experienced these symptoms may not be able to understand the depth of what the actual patients feel. But it can affect a person in numerous ways. Problems in professional, personal, and social life don't come as a surprise to most of them. ADHD is quite a vast subject on its own and can't be fully understood in a single sitting. It won't be a justice to it either. Every person out there has a different personality, and it is a real possibility that every person will feel it differently. Seeking proper professional help should be the ideal way for anyone who feels that he or she may have the symptoms. Ignorance may feel bliss for a lot of people, but actual treatments are available out there that can really help. So if you or someone you know is suffering from it, then please do seek help. Do advise them to seek the help. Do not wait long. Take care and stay safe. Thank you.